This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Taraweeh Reminder, day 20. Yes, last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet of Allah, teach me a dua that I should say when I'm seeking Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our life to witness Laylatul Qadr. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, you love afu. What's afu? Afu is something more than ghufran. Yaghfir means to cover the sin. But ya'fu means to cover the sin and forget the sin. Meaning, you erase it from your heart. You don't bring it up again. So you are saying, Ya Allah, you love to forgive and erase the sin. O Allah, Allahumma afu anna. Meaning, O Allah, forgive us and erase our sins. So this is the dua that we should start, inshallah. You know, seeking Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, especially the old nights. Meaning, it could be the 21st, it could be the 23rd, it could be the 25th, it could be the 27th. It could be the 29th, but subhanAllah, most of Muslims, they target 27th, but it could be 21st. So make sure that you seek it on those old nights. What is the benefit of Laylatul Qadr? Allahu Akbar, khayrun min alfi shahr. Allah said it's better than 1,000 nights. Do you know how many years? Almost 83 to 84 years. Allahu Akbar. So if I get Laylatul Qadr as if I have on that night gave $1,000, multiply it as if you have given that for 83 years. Allahu Akbar. I can't even count the number. And Allah multiplies in Ramadan. So if you pray that night as if you have been praying for 83 years, if you do dhikr of Allah, if you recite the Quran, if you name it. So let's invest in the last 10 nights. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ gave us three chances. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفْرَ لَهُمَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Allahu Akbar, good news. Whoever fasts Ramadan out of Iman, meaning out of belief that it's a command by Allah, وَاحْتِسَابًا, meaning seeking the reward from Allah for fasting, غُفْرَ لَهُمَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. All his past sins will be forgiven. Listen, I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to feel what I'm saying. I want you to picture what I'm saying. Imagine by the end of Ramadan, you have a new slate. You are newborn with Allah. Allahu Akbar. Think about that. If you miss something during the days of Ramadan or the nights of Ramadan, you have a second chance. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. Whoever establishes the night during the nights of Ramadan, again, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, believing that this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, seeking the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all your past sins will be forgiven. What if you miss something? You have a third chance, inshaAllah, which is مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Meaning, if you establish the night of Al-Qadr, then again you will have the same privilege, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your past sins. Allahu Akbar. I just want you to think about how little the action is and how huge the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what? I want to talk to you heart to heart. How many of you can forgive, but they can't forget? I know if you're sitting all in front of me now and I say raise your hands, 70% of you, 70% would raise their hands. They say, I can forgive, but it's not easy, Sheikh. You don't know what he has done to me. You don't know what she has done to me. It's difficult. I've been through a lot. Listen carefully and underline what I'm going to say now. You don't forgive the person because they deserve to be forgiven. You do forgive them and erase it from your heart for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Mustah, the cousin of Aisha, slandered her, what did he do? He used to spend on him. He used to give him a stipend every month. He stopped that because he was angry. How could you say this about Aisha radiallahu anha? Then Allah blamed him, subhanallah, in Surah An-Nur. So number 24 and number 22. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by saying, وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلُ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ. Let those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a lot out of his bounty, and they have a life of ease and luxury to give. Give whom? Allah mentioned the muhajirin and the ansar. Those who migrated from Makkah to Medina and those who are their supporters in Medina. And then Allah ended the ayah by saying, فَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. That's a command by Allah. Allah said, let them do afu, meaning let them forgive and erase it from the heart. And then Allah gave an offer at the end. You know what did he say? This part made Abu Bakr cry. And I hope you'll find the tears now to understand what I'm saying. And you will think about not only forgiveness, but taking it out of your heart. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want Allah to forgive you? Abu Bakr started crying. He said, بَلَا يَا رَبْ بَلَا يَا رَبْ بَلَا يَا رَبْ. I want you to forgive me. So if you want Allah to forgive and erase your sins, you need to learn how to forgive others and erase their sins too. Because in real life, what happens? You know when a man does something wrong? He comes back home with a gift. And he will say to his wife, I'm sorry. She's going to say, okay, I forgive you. Look at this face. Am I really forgiving? And then a month later, this man, he's so smart, he makes the same mistake again. He comes back home with a gift. I'm sorry. Would you forgive me this time? Yeah, like I forgave you the last time. Why did you bring it up? Didn't you say you forgave him? That's not afu. So we need to understand. Afu means don't bring it up again. You take it from your heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned the qualities of al-muttaqeen, in surah number 3, starting with ayah 133 all the way to 136, when Allah said, wasari'u, race. This is the month of racing to the forgiveness of Allah. What do you want? This month, the beginning of which is rahmah, mercy. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةً. The middle of which is forgiveness. وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. We're going now to the last third, which is to be saved from hellfire. So if you need the rahmah, you need to go to Allah and show mercy to people. الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ. Those who show mercy to people, Allah will show mercy to them. You have to give it first. And then maghfirah. You want Allah to forgive you? Forgive others. And then you want Allah to save you from hellfire, which is the ultimate goal of every Muslim in Ramadan. Allah said, Jannah is ready. For who, ya Rab? For al-muttaqeen. Who are al-muttaqeen? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend at times of ease and at times of hardship. So Allah is giving you a golden chance now. You don't have so much, but give. Show Allah, because I'm going to repeat this until you memorize it. As-sadaqatu burhan. Meaning when you give charity, it's a proof. Burhan means it's a proof that you trust Allah who gave you and took the job away from you. He will give you a better job. But just show generosity. So Allah will show you His bounty. Then Allah said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Those who swallow their anger, they don't even show it in their face. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. That's exactly what we're talking about tonight. And those who forgive and erase the mistakes out of their hearts against anyone. Not only that, do you want to know that a higher level? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do ihsan. Imagine somebody wrongs me, I swallow my anger, I didn't show anger, and I forgive them, and I take it out of my heart, and I do good to them. Who can do this now? I'll end up with this story. Al-Hasan, the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He had a maid, and he came to, you know, back in the days there were no taps like this. He brought like a jug and he was like pouring water for him to make wudu. So while he was doing this, the jug fell off and splashed the clothing of Al-Hasan. So Al-Hasan got angry. The maid was a Muslim and he was very smart. He said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. What is he doing now? He's reminding Al-Hasan by an ayah from the Quran. The Quran is called the reminder, al-dhikr, to remind you. So did Al-Hasan act and react like you and me? Don't bring Allah in the equation now. You made a mistake. Let me discipline you first. No, he didn't do that. Once they listen to the Quran, they submit right away. They act upon the Quran right away. So he said, كَذَمْتُ غَيْضِي. I'll swallow my anger. But the maid was very smart. He continued the ayah. He said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive and forget, he said, عَفَوْتُ عَنْكَ. As if you have done nothing. But the guy was very smart. He continued the ayah. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who do ihsan. He said, what ihsan could I do to you? You know what? Go, you are free for the sake of Allah. What a beautiful meaning that the Sahaba will listen to the Quran and act upon it right away. Can we learn this? Yes, we can. And we can smile and give charity. So I would like to remind you, inshallah, that tomorrow we're going to have our regular Ramadan Q&A at 5 p.m. Don't forgive your masjid and don't forgive my regular charity, which is a smile, genuine smile, not this smile, okay?